Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 233, Abide in the Vine. Listen to what Jesus says. Let it land slowly. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Notice what Jesus did not say. He didn't say, I will show you how to bear fruit. He didn't say, I will point you toward the source. He said, I am the vine. The source is not somewhere out there waiting for you to find it. The source is him. Every ounce of life, every capacity to flourish, every flicker of purpose you've ever felt, all of it is rooted in him and in him alone. And then he says something that changes everything. You are the branches, not the trunk, not the root. The branches and a branch. Think about this. A branch does not produce fruit through its own effort. It doesn't wake up every morning and decide to generate life through sheer willpower. It simply abides. It stays connected, and life comes from where it has always come, from the vine. God did not create us to be self-sufficient. He created us to be dependent on him. And that dependence is not weakness, my friend. It is the very design of grace. But what does abiding actually mean? Because it's easy to turn this into one more religious task. Read more, do more, try harder. But abiding is not doing more. Abiding is keeping the conversation open. It's waking up already aware that he is present. It's carrying the word with you, not as an obligation, but as nourishment. It is trusting more than striving. It is resting in the relationship instead of trying to earn what has already been given. And when you abide, Jesus promises, and he does not promise casually, that you will bear much fruit. Much, not a little, not occasionally, much, but that fruit is not the product of your straining. It is the natural overflow of a life connected to the source. When the root is good, when the life is flowing, the fruit comes. You don't have to force it. You have to stay connected. And then Jesus says, the thing that can sound like the hardest words, but is actually the most liberating of all. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. This is not a threat. This is not God making you small. This is God setting you free. You do not have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You do not need every answer, every ounce of strength, every piece of the plan. You only need to stay connected to the one who holds all of that. What a relief. What rest. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the day makes its demands, choose one short verse from John 15. Just one. Read it out loud 3 times. Slowly. As a conversation with Jesus. Because that is exactly what it is. Let those words be the first nourishment of your day, not the last. The first. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.